Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki, wishing all of you listening and your families a very Merry Christmas. Coming up in this show, we'll look ahead to racing happening New Year's weekend that you can go to or tune into on a streaming service. First, we'll chat Hangover 100 Enduro at Brush Creek with event promoter Dylan Fitzgerald. Then we'll speak with Paul Clayton about the division some call the Bang Bangers as they get ready to race the Ice Bowl at the Talladega Short Track. And we'll have a conversation with the promoter of the New Year's Bash at Dillon Motor Speedway, Ron Barfield. But first, let's get to our what's hot. You know what? Let's get to our first guest. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline to tell us about the Hangover 100 Enduro race at Brush Creek Motorsports Park in South Central Ohio, the event promoter, Dylan Fitzgerald. Hey, Dylan, welcome to the show. Christmas weekend, you got to be excited that next Thursday, January 1st, the New Year's Day, you get to have cars on that racetrack. I mean, how cool is that to bring an Enduro to South Central Ohio and get it done that way? What's going to happen?
Yeah, it's definitely something that we ain't had the chance to have in a while, and it's going to be a good thing to bring back, something that you definitely don't want to miss, the Hangover 100. We're hoping for a snowfall. That would make it good. We ain't had one, I don't think, since about 2012.
So you would race the Hangover, Hungover, however they're going to say it, and depending on whether they win, lose, or make it, I'm sure it will be somewhere in between. But this event at Brush Creek Motorsports Park on New Year's Day could run in the race?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, run in the snow, the race. That's what I tried to say there. Well, we were chatting with the event promoter, Dylan Fitzgerald, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So I'm saying South Central Ohio. Ohio's got 22 racetracks, and no matter where they're listening across the country, they probably heard of Eldora. But where is Brush Creek if they're trying to come see this or maybe even enter their car?
We are located just on the side of Peebles, Ohio.
Okay. Yep. So Columbus-ish, south of Columbus, be a target for them to try to look you up on the map?
Yes, right outside of Portsmouth.
There you go. Portsmouth, the former home of the Dirt Track World Championships, one of those great dirt tracks that Ohio has been known for throughout the years. And another one, Brush Creek Motorsports Park, event promoter Dylan Fitzgerald on the ProFabrication.com hotline, telling us about the January 1st New Year's Day race called the Hangover. Some call it the Hungover 125 in Enduro. So what is an Enduro? Has this thing got some rules? Kind of give us a little bit of the 411 on what's going to happen out there on the racetrack.
Yeah, our Enduros are just kind of for the basic average Joe. They you go buy a car off the street, knock the windows out of it. Cage is not mandatory. You can if you want. No aftermarket suspension, no lock trannies, nothing like that. You can pile as many passengers as it has seat belts and working seats. I mean, it's pretty much 100 laps or the last car standing, nothing more than that to it.
Wow, passengers are going to be able to go in the race January 1st, next Thursday at Brush Creek Motorsports Park, the New Year's Day Hangover, Hungover 100 Enduro. That's going to be something, and it's going to be extra wild because you're going to go one way and then at 50 laps, turn around and go the other way? What are you thinking there?
It's something that we've ran as for a tradition for such a time now. It's something that a lot of tracks doesn't like doing, and it's something that I think makes us stand out in between everybody else. Definitely something to get the crowd on their feet. And just something crazy.
Oh, I think so, man. That is going to be awesome. 50 laps going the traditional way, turn them around at the halfway mark, and then send them back. Oh, this Hangover 100 Enduro at Brush Creek Motorsports Park is going to have it all. And we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with event promoter Dylan Fitzgerald. You're making me hungry thinking about this event. What are we going to have to eat out there? And, if it is a little bit chilly, where can we find some place to, hang out and, get a little bit warm?
Oh, don't get me started. I think that's going to be the best part. We're going to have a food trailer set up in the pit side and serving some fair food. We're going to have funnel cakes. We're going to have fried cheese, corn dogs, lemonade shakeups, hot chocolate, any type of drinks that you can think of. And then on the general admission side, they got their famous cheeseburgers, barbecue pulled pork, taco in a bag, and just any candy bar you could ever imagine.
Wow.
They'll get you something good to eat. Go over. We're going to have a fire tent set up and at least two in each direction. So, nothing better than getting you some good food, staying warm, and watching some crazy racing going on.
Crazy racing, great food, warm places to be able to watch from. And January 1st, New Year's Day, Brush Creek Motorsports Park, South Central Ohio, next Thursday, going to come alive with the Hangover 100 Enduro. This is going to be something else. Dylan Fitzgerald or the Brush Creek Motorsports Park site on Facebook, the Hangover 100 Enduro, January 1st, New Year's Day, next Thursday, South Central Ohio. This one's going to be a banger. They've got a cash purse they'll talk about with the drivers, but fans, just get out there, have some great food, have some fun time in those warm and tents watching cars, as Dylan just said, go crazy on the first day of 2026 at Brush Creek Motorsports Park. Dylan, thanks for joining us at the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoffs.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, as he and all the guys getting ready for the January 1st through 3rd ice bowl at the historic Talladega Short Track. Although it could be a ice ball there too, it's going to be a wild one. Paul Clayton, a lot of fun, New Year's, all kinds of things happening. But this race, a real historic race. But I've been telling people that there's a division that folks, you know, in some areas called the Bang Bangers. And that's not the name that, you know, most of the racers use. But what is a Bang Banger, and what's its title going to be at the Ice Bowl coming up at the short track?
The Bang Bangers can be a slur to some people. Doesn't really bother me, but they're four-cylinder front-wheel drive race cars, pretty souped up. They get around the track pretty dang quick. They put on some good shows.
I really think they do. And, you know, once you get past that, somebody might have said it, you know, with their fingers crossed or something. Bang Bangers, they put on a bang up show almost everywhere I get to go. I don't leave, looking at what's going on out there just because the mods or the supers or something else isn't on the track. The four cylinders are quite a stout field, and we're chatting with a guy that is really ingrained in this type racing. Our friend of the show, Paul Clayton, on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of other divisions, you know, the Ice Bowl is known for, you know, a bunch of different divisions, but what two or three have caught your attention beyond the four cylinders?
Well, the Southern Thunder Super Late Model, they're going to headline the event. All of the Crate Racing USA classes, and I believe factory stocks and mini stocks are going to be also on the card.
Yeah, it should be a good show there. Always putting on good races at the Talladega Short Track, the Talladega Super Speedway, on about the same property. If you could find the big track, you'll be able to find the little track. It's actually closer to the freeway there in Alabama. And we're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline about the portion of the Ice Bowl race January 1st through the 3rd. That is known as the Jonathan Merritt Memorial Race for these cars that we had been mentioning. Why should fans be interested, in the front wheel drives and what goes on? Are there some rivalries, some people that really stir the pot when they're there?
Well, I tell you, Lenny, these cars, you ought to see them go around. Or your viewers ought to, listeners ought to see these cars go around the racetrack. They go in places some other classes don't ever touch on the racetrack. They get up real high, and I like to say, no matter how good or bad the track is, these I call them badass Super Hornets are all over the racetrack, side by side racing.
He is right. Badass Super Hornets are exactly it. That class has got all kinds of names, from good to bad and whatever. But whatever they're doing, you want to watch them do it out on the racetrack. And we got a good one for you to either get to or tune into January 1st through the 3rd, the Ice Bowl. And make sure that you're in front of your computer or right there on the bleachers to watch the portion they call the Jonathan Merritt Memorial Race for those four-cylinder cars. And we're chatting with Paul Clayton on the profabrication.com hotline about all those different things. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So back to the Hornets, if you will. If you got a couple that create a lot of buzz, who's coming that you have circled or at least checked next to their name, that this is somebody that we should know and watch?
Well, last year's winner of the Jonathan Merritt Memorial at the Ice Bowl was Isaac Gibson. He put on a good show. Another stout competitor that had a good run last year, Joey Kelly from the Carolinas is coming. And then some local guys like Billy Tidwell, Lee Hutchinson, Brian Nicholas, drivers like that. That's drivers you should pay attention to.
Definitely so. Paul Clayton on the profabrication.com hotline, giving us the inside information on who's coming and who definitely to be watching. They'll come there and put on their part of the show, and you'll remember it. Don't turn away the Jonathan Merritt Memorial Race for the Hornets, January 1st through the 3rd at the Ice Bowl at the Talladega Short Track, aptly known as the Hornet's Nest down there in Alabama. Where else besides this track? You'd mentioned the guys come from a lot of different places, but are there, some hotbeds up in the Northeast, the Midwest that also race this type car?
The main the class that runs these rules, the region, it started out in the Georgia, Carolinas regions. The Northeast has a big, strong contingent, and the Ohio Valley, real strong contingent with these kind of cars.
Yeah, you're right. Those cats from Ohio Valley, always when I'm looking on the internet and reading about results, they have had quite the show, and you'll be able to see one there at the Ice Bowl at the Talladega Short Track, January 1st through the 3rd, the Jonathan Merritt Memorial Race, and we're chatting about that event with Paul Clayton. Now, last year, you got to play on the mic and do a little bit of this and that. You wearing that same hat, or you they got you doing other stuff while you're scooting around Talladega this year?
I just plan on putting all my focus and attention towards the front-wheel drives at this event. You usually get a strong car count. We had around 70 cars last year and 70 cars the year before, so I'm hoping to get around that and able to give them all the attention. You know, take the stress off of Adam and his team at Talladega and make it a little easier on them.
Paul Clayton showing up to help the greater good of the cause. The Jonathan Merritt Memorial Race, January 1st through the 3rd at the Ice Bowl at Talladega Short Track right there in Alabama. Paul, where can folks find out information if they want to enter, if they want to go watch, if they want to, you know, tune in somewhere? How can folks find out more information about this event?
All right. So TalladegaShortTrack.com, all the information is on there. You can also, if you're interested in running this race, my race pass registration is open for this $50 registration for these guys. I believe it'll be streamed on Craig Racing USA TV, and but it's better in person. Come on out. Bleacher Vision is the best vision.
The Ice Bowl, January 1st through the 3rd, the Jonathan Merritt Memorial portion of the race. Paul Clayton, thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on The Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN At The Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com Hot Field, the promoter of the 16th annual New Year's Bash at Dillon Motor Speedway in Dillon, South Carolina on January 2nd through Sunday, January 4th, Ron Barfield. Hey, Ron, welcome back to the show. And are you the Ron Barfield that used to race the NASCAR truck for Bill Elliott?
You know what? I did. I was around Bill Elliott for a while, but I tell everybody, even though I drove his race trucks and his Busch car, and even drove to McDonald's Cup car back in 96 at Michigan. You know, like my main job was to go get Chase Elliott out of the baby seat and put him in the car seat to go to the races. So that's what I did back in the day, basically, with Bill Elliott. I raced, but I was also the head go get Chase Elliott and put him in the car seat.
Well, you know, I think the fans listening in that like Chase Elliott, and there are a bunch of them, they're certainly appreciate our guest, Ron Barfield, on the profabrication.com hotline. Now, you own a little track there right off I-95 nowadays. How'd you get into the racetrack business?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I mean, I've always been a family. I've always raced with my family. Like, that's what we did when we started it, racing go-karts as a kid. My mom and dad, they didn't take vacations. We went to the racetrack. I mean, that's what we did. And we raced all together. And then as I went up through the ranks and everything and went through, and then, you know, to drive the NASCAR trucks, to drive the Busch cars, the Cup cars, you know, like I tell everybody, I come through the period whenever you went to Indianapolis in a Cup car at the Brickyard 400, and the grandstands were completely full. There was nowhere to even sit anywhere. So, you know, like, but what happened was I was running a race at Texas Motor Speedway, and I was driving a truck that was sponsored by the Ice House Beer, which was owned by Bobby Ray Hall and Tom Gloy. And I got hurt at Texas Motor Speedway, and a lot of people didn't know I got hurt as bad as I did, but, you know, I had some head injuries from it and stuff like that. And I just moved home, and I got out of it. I just kind of got away from it because, you know, I had to go back to get myself right. And I mean, out of sight, out of mind, I got better. But you know what? It was one of them deals where, you know, I just stayed out of it too long. I'd run some limited races. Mm-hmm. But when I come back home, what I wanted to do was I wanted to give racers a chance that I had. So I wanted to build me a racetrack. And the first thing I went to Florence Motor Speedway, and I was actually trying to buy it because it was right in my backyard, but I couldn't get it bought. And I went to a Dillon Raceway, which it was a dirt track that run back in the 60s. And all that was there was just the dirt. So anyway, I went in there and built the racetrack. And I tell everybody now, after I got it built, and it was so hard to build it, I asked myself, maybe I must have fell down and hit my head when I decided I was going to open up a Saturday night racetrack.
Well, that hit of his head makes for a great New Year's event for all you listeners to go out and see and tune in on streaming on Racing America, the 16th annual New Year's Bash at Dillon Motor Speedway. And we're chatting with the promoter of the racetrack, Ron Barfield, on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com, including the new Gasco gaskets. Now, Ron, you said the track used to be dirt. I know it's now pavement, but what are you running dirt late models on Saturday night, January 3rd, on a paved track about?
Well, you know, just the history of this racetrack was a dirt track back in the 60s and the 70s. And then, you know, and everybody raced here. I mean, back whenever it was a dirt track back in the 60s and the 70s, I mean, you know, like a lot of your big drivers run through here. But to go in there for this event right here, this is a huge event, one of the biggest races of the year. On our Saturday event there, we bring in dirt late models and stick them on the racetrack and run for $1,200 to win a dirt late model race on asphalt. I actually have the tires. We run them off the modified cars. They put asphalt tires on the wide wheels, and I'm telling you what, they will actually tote the left front tire. They will tote the left front tire all the way down to the flag stand.
Amazing.
It is a sight to see.
This will be a sight you could see in the grandstands at Dillon Motor Speedway, January 2nd through the 4th, or on Racing America's. It will be streamed. And chatting on the profabrication.com hotline is the promoter of the New Year's Bash at Dillon Motor Speedway, Ron Barfield. The big race is 100 laps for street stocks. Am I all right?
Yeah, I mean, Sunday, that's what we cap it off with. We run a street stock national race. We've been doing it for 16 years. And where it all started from, it started whenever Andy Hillenburg actually did the polar bear race at Rockingham Speedway, when he was doing it on New Year's Day, and there was about 60 street stocks that come to that race. So whenever they quit doing it at Rockingham, we just picked it up at Dillon and just kept going with it because Rockingham wasn't going to do it anymore. So it was just one of them deals to where 100 lap street stock nationals. Normally we have about 50 to 60 cars come out for it. And I'm telling you, I call it the Weekend Warrior Daytona 500, if you know what I mean. I mean, these guys drive their own race cars to the racetrack. A lot of them do drive the race cars at the racetrack. I mean, these are the guys that want to race. And those are the kind of guys I was always around. You know what I'm saying?
And he is right about that. Ron came up through Myrtle Beach Speedway and those tracks in South Carolina, and now is the promoter of the 16th annual New Year's Bash at Dillon Motor Speedway, January 2nd through the 4th. Come out and see some great stuff. You've got a special long haul award. What's that about?
You know what? Every year what I do is I give $100 at the driver's meeting for whoever drove the furthest to get here. Okay. And I'm telling you, last year it was given to a racer that come all the way from Ontario, Canada, that actually drove down to run the street stock race. But I put them all in a hat at the driver's meeting, do a long haul award. You know, so a lot of them bring their campers down and stuff like that, and they make a big week out of it. And I'll tell you what I wind up doing is that they bring the campers to the racetrack. I don't charge them for the campers on the racetrack site. They can park right there. And we just try to make it to where it's a racer-friendly event. And I'm telling you, it's in a perfect location, you know, with good weather. Most of the time, we have decent weather.
Where can folks find you on the internet to find out the specifics and more information?
You can go to www.dillonmotorspeedway.com. I got all the rules there. Got a big Crown Vic race coming here this year. And it's going to be very, very exciting for that. $1,000 to win Crown Vic, brought to you by Air Pure Technology. So, you know, like, that's going to be a big addition for this year.
Perfect.
You can find all the rules on www.dillonmotorspeedway.com.
Promoter Ron Barfield used to be the, car seat man for Chase Elliott when he was a little tyke. Get out and see him at his racetrack, Dillon Motor Speedway, the New Year's Bash, January 2nd through the 4th. Ron, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Now, this weekend is a little bit slow in the grassroots racing world, but once the presents are put back away, everybody will be heading back to the racetrack. Follow it all on PRN At The Track on our social media. PRN At The Track on X, Facebook, and Instagram, but especially on X. We'll keep you updated with all the grassroots racing information we can find. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.